our special guest this week. From Grandview Elementary School, it's the principal, Claire Mickey. Claire, good afternoon. How are you?
Good. How are you, Mike?
Let's see. I'm almost out of Halloween candy. My Thanksgiving leftovers are gone, so I guess that means 1 week. 1 week from Friday, school's out again?
It is out again. Yes, the countdown is on.
Well, how am I going to get anything done before Christmas with a house full of kids? Well, we're going to have to multitask. Your house is full of kids every Monday through Friday out there at Grandview. How's everybody doing after the Thanksgiving break? What's left on your calendar? I mean, that's crazy. That's right around the corner.
Yeah, it is wild. Well, we just had our second and third grade holiday program and our PTO pancake breakfast on Saturday. Well, last Friday and Saturday we had the program, and then we have an annual pancake breakfast that the PTO puts on. And we had IHOP donate some pancakes for us, so I didn't have to flip the pancakes this year, which everybody appreciated. Our PTO does such a wonderful job with all of their programs. And Mrs. Voff, I'm sure you've heard her name before. She is our music teacher and does an outstanding job with all the programs and always has a presentation where she can slide a little bit of STEM learning into it. And which then, is awesome.
I was going to say, anytime you can get more STEM into your life, what's wrong with that, right?
Absolutely. Obviously, at Grandview, that's a focus for us. Our media center teacher also has been really pushing for some career pathways and STEM opportunities in her classroom, so that, you know, one day students check out books and the others they have hands-on activities to continue their learning in STEM.
And a busy, busy, busy time to do that. All right, Grandview is K through 6, correct?
We are pre-K through 6.
Pre-K, well, even better. And yep. And that's, we got to start them early. Get them in there. Get them going in the right direction. You talked about your PTO there, and you didn't have to flip many pancakes. How important are they in the success of not only, well, you've been in multiple schools, but at your school, yeah, and all of them, the parents, we're all in this together, aren't we?
We are. You know, the PTO obviously, you know, puts on so many activities throughout the year to bring community into our school. But even if parents are not on PTO, they are definitely a part of our team. And that is what is so important, is just having parents and teachers walking side by side to support their kids. That's what we all really want.
Fun, fun, fun. Yeah, and it keeps everybody connected as well. And that's,
yep,
also,
absolutely, that's also what builds. It builds that community, and that's the feeling that we want here at Grandview.
Well, Grandview Elementary, you've had the first, the youngsters do their holiday programs. Does that suggest you have more holiday programs on the
no,
menu moving forward?
Only one holiday music program. Different classrooms are doing different celebrations and holidays around the world and things like that, but only one music program for second and third grade. We have different programs throughout the year, so like first grade has fall, fourth grade does their recorders in the spring. Just each grade gets their own thing.
Well, I like that. And everybody's got the spotlight shining brightly on them when it when it goes around. All right, we talked about STEM, and we've got the STEM to them bus and everything else. When people hear STEM in the schools, give me a better description of what it is on a daily basis, because we know we can do a project with science here and there, but having a STEM or STEAM school, what's under that umbrella fully?
It really is incorporating science, you know, science, technology, engineering, don't forget art and math, throughout the whole day. So it's really an integrated approach. We've been partnering with our STEAM coach at the district level. He has one day each month where he comes in to plan with our teachers and really make sure that we're kind of getting a little bit in throughout the day. So it's not just STEAM one time, but STEAM all the time.
And that's how you have to keep it going and keep it rolling like that as we move forward through it. So our guest today is Claire Mickey. She's busy as a Grandview Elementary principal. And for folks that are new to Bloomington, where is Grandview, Claire?
Grandview is on the west side of town, right next to Cars Farm Park. So if you go past those soccer fields, you'll walk right into Grandview, pretty much. Okay. We love being in that area right next to those big fields. It feels really open and like we have a lot of land around us.
That's right. And I bet some people might not even have known they've parked their car there to walk over to Cars Farm.
Probably have or played on our playground.
And anyone had a little fun there. That's right. It's open for everybody. You've got some local partners here that make school fun and make school entertaining. It stretches from Crane Naval Base to Indiana School of Education and the Department of Astronomy and Athletics and School of Law. That's two big community partners for a lot of us here in town. How important are they to your kids at Grandview?
Oh, they are so important to us. One partnership that we have that wasn't on that list is we have a community and school support person, Casey May, and she has helped to bring in Girls Inc. to meet with our 4th through 6th graders a couple times a week and just build up that support for the girls in our building, too, and we're working on getting a boys program through them.
A boys program through Girls Inc.?
I know, pretty wild.
Well, that's fantastic because, we want to keep our kids engaged. We want to keep them going.
Yep.
And not everything is STEAM-based. That's just part of the educational curriculum. But you have some fun after-school clubs and activities as well, everything from choir to Legos.
Yes, we have Lego robots this year. We kind of branched off from Vex and went to Legos, which has been great since COVID. We really picked up on that. And our choir with Mrs. Voss. And then, again, Mrs. May is doing a chess club for us. So we try to give a well-rounded education here and give a lot of opportunity to do new and different things. I think we're going to start a bracelet-making club. Those are a big deal right now.
I've noticed that.
Friendship bracelets.
Is that what it is? All right, great.
It is.
Everything that is once old is new again. Isn't that how
that's right. It all comes back around.
Oh, that's fun. That's fun. Now, do you guys have Secret Santa and anything or the shop or anything to go with that's coming up this time of year?
We do have a holiday shop. I'm glad you asked. Yeah, that is new to us this year. One of our inclusion teachers took that on, and I think the kids will really love being able to pick something for their family to share at home and celebrate the holidays however they do with a gift.
And that's fun. Again, you do a little shopping, try to hide it, poorly wrapped, all the fun stuff that goes. I have a 4th grader and an 8th grader, so I've been through a lot of this fun as well. Tonight, and I know this might be last minute, but if parents and families want to get involved, the Maker Cafe, it's not happening at Grandview, but it's happening at the Co-Lab on 553 East Miller Drive. More STEAM fun.
Yeah, actually, I am signed up to go with my husband. We have a date night at the Maker Cafe tonight.
Tell folks who might not be as involved with this as you are what to expect tonight. So if you're looking for something to do instead of being out freezing cold, you can learn a little bit of fun.
Yeah, it is, Parent University is just a way that we can help to keep our community informed about what's happening in schools and or extend support into the home. And the Maker Cafe is really just to give parents an opportunity to get their hands into STEAM and, see what their kids get to experience with problem solving and things like that. And I thought it would be fun to go as well.
Got to learn to speak their language, right?
That's
all.
Right.
It always, or you can just be ignored. That'd be my 8th grader. Sometimes when we get to that age, we get a little. We're a little independent. We don't need mom and dad hanging around us the entire time. Tell me how your online auction fundraiser went.
Oh, it went really well. Some of our best-selling items are the front row to. Our spring events like kindergarten celebration and 6th grade graduation, so they can have 8 seats right in that front row. They don't have to get here super early to claim them. So we really try. We get lots of donations from elsewhere, but and principal for a day and gym teacher for a day always sell pretty well too.
Oh, that's outstanding. And where does that money go? Does that help your PTO?
That goes right back to our PTO, yep, to help support teachers. We have teacher grants, and we also help to send students out on additional field trips with that money.
Ooh, very nice, very nice.
One we helped with this year was our second grade went to Hunter's Honey Farm, which
oh,
was
yeah.
new to them. Yeah.
Is that off 67?
It is, yep.
Turn here, go 20 more miles, turn here, go 20 more miles, turn here. And then you'll finally find all the honey. So you have to do a
and
little.
And you'll find all the honey, yeah.
That's good. Well, your referendum is going to help you out with some of those fees next year as well. So that's also.
It absolutely will.
That's
and then we'll have more funds for student materials and different things we can do here.
All right, I've got to end this with one crazy one. I know you've got a bell to ring and traffic to help dictate here momentarily. We're going to have the big oh geez, what I've lost my words here. That's bad to do when you're in an audio only medium. We're gonna have a big solar eclipse coming up in April. Do you guys have big plans for that? Being a STEAM school,
we do have big plans. you mentioned the STEM to them bus ahead earlier. We have already scheduled when they're going to come. It will be right up before that. And then one of our teachers has been working on her master's in STEM education, and she worked on lesson plans for the whole building.
Oh, fantastic.
K through sixth grade. So we already have some ideas about what we're going to be doing.
Kids, put your fancy glasses on now. We don't want anybody.
That's right. You have to have your glasses on. Don't look at the sun.
Do not stare directly into the. You know what everybody does when you say that, right?
Yeah, they look at it.
They're right at it. Right in the middle. So you should say, "I want everybody." Well, no, because then you can't win. You can't win that. Claire, I know you have to dismiss everybody and get everybody going.
Yes.
Great to hear from you. I hope everything at Grandview goes swimmingly here over the next, less than 2 weeks. Then it's Christmas break. Then everybody's back on January 3rd. Do I have that right?
You do. Yep. We get out on the 15th and return on January 3rd. So it'll all be here before we know it.
Well, you have a happy, happy, happy holidays. Tell all your staff and kids as well. And we'll get caught up with you next semester.
Absolutely. Good to talk with you, Mike.